Blog Talk Radio.
Chaser, I am Be the Preacher, and this is our show where we talk about some of the topics that are going on, what's out there in the news, so we can better understand. First and foremost, I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, you are the lost tribes of Israel, and we got to come back to our culture, not religion. He got us caught up in religion because they taught us that during the slave trade, taught us Christianity. But our culture was to worship the Most High, keep the Shabbat, the Sabbath, to eat right, take care of one another. Deuteronomy 28th chapter tells us that we are those people. Read the whole chapter. I don't have to speak on it. If you get lost after that, then read Psalms 83. If you get lost after that, read Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. If you get lost after that, read Revelations the first chapter. I can take you all through the Old and New Testament. There's no such thing as Old or New Testament, because the apostles and disciples only had what you call the Old Testament to read when they got together on the Sabbath, every Saturday at the synagogue, before y'all came into massive slavery to serve America. And they want to act like we didn't do nothing, and like black lives don't matter. I don't want to hear about Black Lives Matter, because that was concocted by the left wing and the right wing so they can push a race war, which I'm not having a problem with, because it's coming. We need to delineate who people are, because we are the chosen people and we are his people. They follow us quietly, but they know who we are openly. It's time we dictate the Most High's requests, which is keep my commandments. Not hip-hop, not everything else, but keep the Most High's commandments. All right, so with Straight No Chaser, you know, we just like, it's about our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Our people don't want to hear the truth. We are ignorant. Ignorance is bliss. And that's why we so damn happy and turning it up all the time, because we don't want to know the truth. It's time for us to do what we're supposed to do. Let's get with it. I got some videos, some things I'm going to play, some commentary, and we'll do it like that. But before we do that, hey, Fife, you was the man. I remember that. So we're going to give him his props, because he definitely was.
You're on point tip.
You're on point tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point tip.
You're upon a time, life. So play the resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Luke Rock with speed. I'm agile, plus I work your wild. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Wicked company people are shady. So keep watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. But want the better things like a hip hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score with the girl and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop.
Yeah, that's what's up. So we give a shout out to Fife. He passed away this week. And he kind of helped my son get his company kicked off. So mad love to him. Because he came out and he did it for free. He asked for no money. Say, like, I'm this, I'm that. He did that. So, mad love to the brother. We appreciate it. All right, let's get with it. These black chemtrails. So now they like, we're not going to take y'all to the gas chamber. We're going to bring the gas chamber to y'all. Yeah, they're poisoning us on a daily basis, which is why next week I will be releasing a product that helps you to daily detox to the best of your ability. It's called Morning Miracle, and I want you to make it. But I want you to hear this. There are black chemtrails now. What kind of damn stuff is that? We see these X's in the sky. Those aren't clouds. We're being poisoned. And trust me, the elite go underground, put on their gas masks. They know when they're going to do what they're going to do. And they protect themselves. There are bunkers underground. DUMB. Military underground bases. They're going to release some stuff on you all that you're not ready for. So get your guns and be ready. Listen to this about these black chemtrails.
They're a little weird. They're perfectly straight. They're literally like a black chemtrail, and then another plane will come along and spray exactly where that black chemtrail point goes. It literally follows it all the way. And if you have not seen these black chemtrails yet, I'm sure you will, Google it. Check it out. I mean, it's like, what the fuck are these things?
How can there be a shadow if there's nothing there? How can these shadows even exist if there are no chemtrails? How can something that doesn't exist cast a shadow in the middle of the sky and not anywhere else? Have you ever seen this in person? The first time we saw this in person, we were like, nah, man, this ain't right. This is freaky. When's the last time you saw a cloud cast a shadow in the sky? This ain't no water vapor. X-shaped clouds aren't natural. We've covered this extensively in the last two broadcasts. What you're looking at here, ladies and gentlemen, are death trails. They're the manifestation of negative energy around a murder weapon. And this murder weapon is so charged that you can actually see it in the form of dark energy shadow beams being projected from the front of the plane. Whatever we're looking at here is a projection. Either the plane's a projection or these beams are a projection, but something is not right here. It's just a coincidence that there's a dark path for these planes to fly on. So what's the projection, the beam or the plane? Perhaps these are drones using projection camouflage technology to spray in a grid pattern. They look like planes to us, but as we know, the world is not as it seems. What we're witnessing here isn't just geoengineering, it's terraforming, it's ecocide, it's genocide, it's eugenics. They're not bringing people to the gas chamber, they're bringing the gas chamber to the people. These aren't shadows, ladies and gentlemen. Clouds don't cast shadows in the sky. That's worth repeating. Clouds do not cast shadows in the sky. Whatever we're looking at here isn't a shadow. The mainstream media recently reported that cities in the clouds were appearing all over the world. We are obviously not dealing with terrestrial technology here. This technology is way beyond our times. They thought it was a good idea to shoot down interstellar craft back in the 1940s. They thought it was a good idea to send signals to unknown worlds. Why do you think all the pictures from NASA are fake? Is this what we got in response? Why are all the pictures from NASA fake? Why are they finding human-like artifacts on Mars? Why are there lunar waves coming from the moon? And why are zoomed-in images of the star Sirius seriously not what you would expect? There's a reason they're feeding you insecticides and calling them GMOs. There's a reason they're fluoridating the water to dumb down your mind. There's a reason why they're staging false flag after false flag to bring in a tyrannical new world order. And the reason is they're paving the way for world domination. They've set up microwave kill towers in every city. They're tipping the world into the Venus syndrome. Terminators are on the way, and people are worried about shopping, about sports, about rigged elections. People are not waking up to what they think they're waking up to. They think it's the year 2016. They think we just got here by chance and that the universe is the product of some Big Bang. Well, where did everything come from before the Big Bang? Where did the energy come from to set off the Big Bang? And if the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? Some people out there think the world is flat. But we got news for you. Scientists at CERN think the universe is flat. Look up the flat universe theory. That's what they're working on. We the people, we the sheeple, from an ant's perspective on Earth, looking up, have no idea what's going on here. We see dark chemtrails zipping by, and we're like, oh yeah, that's water vapor. No big deal. Meanwhile, governments from around the world are building secret underground cities connected via hyperloops. People haven't the slightest clue about what's going on. There's a reason they got deep underground military base networks out there, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a reason why they're not telling us about it. And it's probably the same reason why 9/11 happened in the first place. Despite all the undeniable evidence, not one network out there is willing to tell you the truth about it. 15 years later, and there still hasn't been a real investigation. Why? Because they got other plans. World domination. They're going to wipe the surface of the Earth clean and come out the other side. These false flags look staged for a reason. They look engineered because they are engineered, like our climate, like our politics, like our societies. They need people to welcome the police state. They need you to give up your guns, to self-censor, to give up your rights. They need you to surrender. That's the way domination works. It's domination today, extermination tomorrow. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
This is actually, we believe, debris from one of the planes that hit one of the towers in the World Trade Center. The FBI is here, as you can see. They had roped this area off.
There's evidence you're kicking stuff.
This looks like an engine.
An engine reported to be recovered from United 175 was recovered on Murray Street in New York. While there are dozens of parts on this engine that would still have their part numbers intact, no official identification of this engine has ever been offered. However, multiple identifications have been made by independent investigators. None of them identify this as a United 767 engine. United 767s use a JT90 7R4D engine made by Pratt & Whitney. The engine recovered has been identified as a JT90-7, used almost exclusively by 747s. This is a completely different engine type and engine size. While it's difficult to identify a destroyed engine from photographs alone, there is one very large clue. The cooling ducts don't match those used by a Boeing 767.
Flight 175, and it was a JT9D7R4D engine that United Airlines used on all of their Boeing 767-222 models.
United 175 used this type of cooling duct on its engine, part number 801123. They have been using this type of flat cooling duct since 1983. The cooling duct on the recovered engine is part number 781765. This cooling duct has not been used by United since 1975. Can you spot the cooling duct in this picture? There it is. White 175 did not use this cooling duct. A simple inspection of the engine and confirmation of the part numbers would settle this dispute in a flash. But the government refuses to show this engine for inspection.
Where, oh where, is the impact crater? Where, oh where, did it go? Where are the skid marks, the scratches, the broken concrete? How did this engine get to where it's at? Did it parachute right in? There are no signs on this street of any impact whatsoever. Look at this guy with the crime tape. What do you think he's thinking? Will they buy it? Is this as good as I could have made it? Now look at this image before the crime tape goes up. There's no sign of landing at 100 miles per hour or any mile per hour. The concrete is mint. So how did this engine get here? Now look at this footage. We've shown it before. Where does this wingtip go? The upper right wingtip as it passes along the edge of the building. What's going on here? Why is this guy getting blown out of the window? Why does the whole World Trade Center story stink? It stinks because it's a big fat fucking lie.
I want to go over.
Okay, so much for that. That is a little portion of a video clip that I want you to hear about what's happening as it pertains to these black chemtrails. So, yeah, no longer are we going to go to the gas chamber. They are going to spray it. Listen, there's a synergistic effect of the vaccinations, the GMO foods, the air we breathe with chemtrails, the water we drink. And if they flip a switch, because this is all metal, you have to understand, that's why we detox metals out of our body. When they flip that switch, a lot of people are going to go insane. Cilantro, parsley, different organic foods like that will help you flush metals, and so will the magnets. They're true. But at the end of the day, the Most High is who you got to be with. No weapon formed against us can prosper. Isaiah 54:17. Nevertheless, let's listen to what happened in Brussels. This sister put it together pretty well, so I don't have to speak on it, so I'll let her speak on it. Here we go.
The attacks that occurred in Belgium today, as well as chime in on the very strange and eerie symbolism that is associated with today, as well as some of the mere and strange coincidences that are coinciding with this event. Because remember, nothing is ever a coincidence. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm showing you this picture of a skull and bones. Well, the answer to that is that this is the logo of the secret society that is held at Yale University called Skull and Bones, and this organization was founded in 1832. And the reason I'm showing you this is because some of our past presidents have been involved with this organization, including Taft and George W. Bush, as well as John Kerry. Now, this same organization.
The number underneath Skull and Bones is 322. And 322 is March 22nd. And we just went past that. And oddly enough, the attack in Brussels, which is the key to the EU, happened on 322,
is also behind 9/11. Now, it's interesting that the Belgium attacks would occur on March 22nd, because as you can see in their logo, what are the numbers that they have? 322 or 322. So put a slash in between them and you get March 22nd. And the reason I'm showing you this before I get to the actual report is because I want to see just the eerie symbolism here and just how nothing is ever a coincidence. Now remember, keeping this in mind, that this is the same organization that is behind 9/11 and the false flag event behind 9/11, we must keep that in mind for the same thing when we're talking about Belgium and what happened with the so-called attacks, because of course they're going to blame it on terrorism, but we know just who the real terrorists really are. Now, here I am at The Guardian, which talks about the attacks in Brussels. And just to give sort of a summary, so what happened, at least this is what they're telling us. Remember, never go by what they're telling you. Always do your own independent research, because they do lie. But what they're telling us is that there were two explosions that occurred in the Brussels airport. And then they're telling us there were four additional explosions that occurred at the Maelbeek metro station, which is very close or nearby the European Union building. Huh, is that a coincidence that just the so-called explosion would just so happen to go off right near the European Union building, especially when Brussels is considered a de facto capital of the European Union? Not looking like it, and especially it happened on 3/22 or March 22nd of all days. It's not looking like it. But so you can look up some reports on your own and other news reports and see the footage on your own, and I'll leave some helpful links for you. But the reason I'm summarizing all of this is because I want you to see that this goes under the category of a false flag operation. I believe the explosions did in fact happen. I believe that they were in fact real. However, this, of course, remember the organization behind it, and remember the first time they did it. Cheat me once, shame on you. Cheat me twice, shame on me. So we know better. But of course, who do they blame it on? Oh, Islamic terrorism. Oh, Islamic terrorism. And they even say, oh, Islamic State claims responsibility. Islamic State claims responsibility. Here we go again. 9/11 all over again. The Paris attacks all over again. So it's just interesting how they're feeding us all this propaganda again. And they even say, or they claim that, and that there was an Arabic shout that said, oh, blame it on Islamic terrorism and more Islamic terrorism. Here we go again. Because that was most likely a staged crisis actor. Now, do I think that they use crisis actors? Of course I do. They do it with almost every false flag operation, false flag event. They have to, in order to convince the sleeping public, that to get them all hyped up and everything, because that is the agenda. But it's also interesting, too, that we see what? We see the Saleh Adeslam propaganda, and I'm sorry if I butchered his name, but we see that propaganda as well, because a couple of days ago they just said that they just so happened to arrest him following the so-called Paris attacks, which I believe the Paris attacks was in fact a hoax. But it's just interesting that they're using that propaganda and saying, oh, he was arrested, and oh, you see how mainstream media is always trying to integrate Paris with everything. They're trying to integrate one thing with another, and they're trying to say, like I said, they're trying to do it in any way they can to blame, oh, Islamic terrorism, oh, Islamic terrorism. When we know better than that, we know it was staged and planned ahead of time by the same people who are behind 9/11. It's nothing new. They're even telling us subliminally by just on the date itself. And like I said, it's interesting also because this event happened on a Tuesday. Wow, 9/11 also just so happened on a Tuesday, and they're exactly 758 weeks apart. Is that a coincidence? Not looking like it. Remember, what's the agenda behind all this? There's always an agenda. And what's their agenda? We already know what it is. But it's interesting because now after this happened, what else are they trying to do? Well, they're already trying to blame it on the Islamic State, Islamic terror, when we know who the real terrorists are. But also it's interesting because they then tell us that the metro station and the airport were closed, and it's been reported as well that the country is on lockdown. Now, every time we hear that, of course, we have some alarm bells ringing because they're even placing, of course, the military and the police on the streets. We already know what that entails. But the reason I'm talking about that is because what are they trying to do through this? They are trying any way they can to incite fear into the public, incite fear into the masses. That is always the agenda. That is always the plan. That is always the goal. Not only that, but what's even worse is that what does mainstream media like to do? They always like to make it into a worldwide problem. They always like to make it into, oh, well, it happened in Belgium. Well, it's our problem too. It's an American problem too. It's this country's problem too. It's that country's problem too. Why? Because of what? The new world order, global control, or by the global elite. But basically, what are they trying to do? They want to make it into the world's problem any way they can. And it's only a matter of time until Facebook uses Belgian flags and they use the We Stand With Belgium propaganda just like they did with Paris. Like, it's only a matter of time until they do that. If they do it, they might not. But the reason I'm talking about that is because it's already reported that countries are already halting their flights to Belgium. No surprise there. But also in a report on New York Times that I'm going to leave the link for, I'm just going to summarize it for the sake of time. But according to the New York Times, we already see the propaganda being pushed worldwide. We see Obama already coming onto the screen saying we're going to do whatever it is necessary, whatever means necessary to fight off this terror, anything necessary to fight off this threat, because that's the agenda that they're going for. That's the propaganda they're feeding us, isn't it? And then the French prime minister also says, oh, we're at war. We're at war. Who are we at war with? Because last I checked, it's not Islamic terrorism. They're just using ISIS as what? As a means to a means to incite fear and terror when we know who the real terrorists are. And then, of course, Cameron calls emergency meeting of ministers. It's only a matter of time. And then, of course, they have world condolences. It's even reported that the Eiffel Tower is going to be lighting Belgian colors. Here we go again. Nothing new under the sun. It's another step closer to martial law. And not only that, but it's even reported that they're going to be doing an uptick in security, and an uptick where? For public transportation, definitely in Europe and definitely in America. You're probably going to start seeing more police in, of course, roads, more police in public transportation, at trains, bus stops, airports. That's just how it's going to go. Why? Because it's another step closer to martial law. And like I said, they're trying to do any way they can to make it into a world problem. Oh my gosh, there's terrorism. Everybody, we must merge together as a new world order to fight off this threat. Oh my goodness, we must do whatever means necessary to fight off this threat. Because that's always the agenda that they are feeding us. It's no different. It's the same thing. Now, that's just a summary of the event in a nutshell. Like I said, you can do more research on your own time, but like I said, it was definitely a false flag, and I really do believe they, of course, used crisis actors for the whole Arabic shouting propaganda. Oh my gosh, Islamic terrorism, because it's the same propaganda. But I also want to take you to some eerie symbolisms and some eerie things that also just so happen to coincide with this so-called attack. And here I am at the Come Together at the APAC Policy Conference 2016. And guess what days it took place? From March 20th through the 22nd, 2016, in Washington, D.C. Wow, very suspicious, and wow, what a coincidence that this would take place just before the attacks in Belgium. Very interesting. And when you see some of the keynote speakers, oh, you won't be convinced at all. Here are some of the world leaders that attended this session, and it was, of course, Joe Biden, the vice president, and, of course, our favorite, Hillary Clinton. Oh, and we have Kevin McCarthy and Representative Steny Hoyer and Isaac Herzog, and of course, yesterday attended was, of course, Ted Cruz and John Kasich and Donald Trump, our favorite as well, and Paul Ryan. And then today, this morning, according to them, was Benjamin Netanyahu, Senator Robert and Menendez, and that was the keynote speakers, and there were other speakers as well. Now, it's interesting that they would put on this event and have all these speakers like Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, all are in the same room at the same time as the Belgium attacks. Really? Is that a coincidence? Not only that, but we know, too, that the event took place near European Union buildings and other powerful buildings in Belgium, so-called. I wonder why that is. And not only that, but Obama just so happened to be in Cuba during these attacks. Wow, very suspicious indeed. Nothing is ever a coincidence. Now, this is according to Wikipedia, but it says, Brussels in Belgium is considered the de facto capital of the EU, having a long history of hosting the institutions of the EU within its European quarter. The EU has no official capital and no plans to declare one, at least not yet, not until martial law and the New World Order. But anyway, it says, but Brussels hosts the official seats of the European Commission, Council of the EU, and European Council, as well as a seat, officially the second seat, but de facto the most important one of the European Parliament. So why would they stage this event in Brussels, which is basically the de facto capital of the EU? Sounds very, very suspicious indeed. Okay, so we have that. We have the APAC conference taking place, we have the European Union as well, which is also suspicious that it was planned and staged ahead of time near these prominent buildings. But what other symbolisms are there that took place as well? Well, we already went over the fact that Obama just so happened to be in Cuba, but also we have, and I just reported this yesterday, this was on the same day that the Google for Doodle image was shown, and it's still being shown today in America with, of course, the all-seeing eye symbolism and the whole nine yards. You can even look it up and look at my video for that. So it's interesting that they would show that at the exact same time of this event. But what else? Well, of course, today is March 22nd, so it's 2 days following the spring equinox. And what does that represent? Sun worship, of course, in mystery Babylonian religion. It represents the Illuminati sun worship. And during this time, a ton of demonic rituals and initiations take place at this time. Of course, they can't tell you that, though. Keep the secrets. But what else? Oh, this just so happens to be the day before the full moon. The full moon is tomorrow. Wow. And that's been, and it's the 13th day according to the lunar calendar. Very, very interesting and suspicious indeed. Not to mention that this is 5 days before Easter. Wow, all the solstice and the equinox and all the sun worship involved with this and the paganism is very suspicious indeed. Not to mention, like I said earlier, this just so happened to take place exactly 758 weeks following 9/11, and both this event and 9/11 just so happened to happen and coincide on a Tuesday morning. Very suspicious indeed. Not only that, but when you look up the so-called Paris attacks, when you look up this event took place exactly 130 days following the Paris attacks, and according to the so-called Paris attacks, it was said to be 130 deaths. In the Paris attacks, so it's interesting, huh? They claim that there were 130 deaths, 130 days following the so-called Paris attacks. We have this as well. Very suspicious indeed. But there's one more place I want to take you to as well. The Georgia Guidestones. Now, what's interesting about this is that the Georgia Guidestones were erected exactly 36 years ago today on March 22nd, 1980. That was exactly precisely 36 years ago today, and both just so happened to be coinciding on leap years. No surprise there, or years that have 366 years in them. And yes, I know that if you do the if you add 1 and 36 together, you get 666, and I know 2016 and 1980, they basically both add up to the same thing number-wise, but the reason I'm telling you this is nothing is a coincidence when it comes to the elite. Nothing ever just so happens to happen. Nothing just so happens. And like I said, we know for a fact who's really behind it. We know the real perpetrators behind this. It's not the Islamic terrorism. It's not the Islamic threat. No, that's not what it is. In fact, honestly, they're going to need to come up with something better than that because people are getting tired of the same propaganda, the same agenda. But we know what it's for. It's to another step closer to the New World Order, to fulfill the plan of the Zionists for the one world government, for the military police state. Because I'm telling you, after this, you're going to start seeing police all over the place in public areas to, oh, there could be another terrorist threat. Oh, there could be another terrorist threat. We just want to keep you safe because that's why we're here patrolling all the time. All
yeah, you know, nothing is ever a send them out the Rock One. Yo, the old firm, yo. Keep moving, pull your head up, you know. Hey, yo, wake up in the morning, say a little things of God. Him bless me, just food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot, me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trap in a cage. Still searching for the words, look up on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. This just another broken heart, it's so
the only one. Yeah, when me say Emily, she coulda tell no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. I put the what's in Bradley. I hope it quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides she can't take it no more. She fall out, cry, go down on the floor. That's when she take the razor, telephone a ring. Somebody on the other line, I tell her that you have to keep moving. Send on Miss Chang, Miss Chang. Yeah, I say no matter what's going on, you know, say you have to shut down. Yeah, I you have to keep moving. Send on, hold on. Yeah, I just another broken artist. So see, I'm the lonely one. Hey, me say. Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, him what we since birth. Yo, him get a call from him cell phone. Say there's been an accident. A little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think but if him really done all that he could. Now the family want no walk one. And the doctor say I'm sorry him not make it. Your son is gone. You have to keep moving. Stand on, hold on, stand on, yeah. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah. Have to keep moving. Stand on, hold on, be strong, yeah. I just another tune, eh. They tell you say that you have to keep moving.
So then I started thinking, okay, so I don't know if you know this, so this is for informational purposes only, and you can do some research if you don't believe me, because never trust anybody. Always do your own research. So melanin goes for about $323 per gram, right? I'm going to break it down for you. $300-some-odd per gram. A black man that weighs 185 pounds is worth $28 million dead. Did you just hear what I said? I said a black man that weighs approximately 185 pounds is worth $28 million dead. That's for all the melanin and probably all the organs and everything else that they sell. So now when you understand this, you understand why they're shooting us and killing us. Because we are the hottest commodity. Do you understand? The skin that we have, they want. The hair that we have, they want. The lips that we have, they want. The ass that we have, they want. So don't ever be fooled into thinking that you are not the most valuable mineral on this planet, because you are. And this goes out to all my gods and all my goddesses. And if you got something hating to say, don't do it on my page.
So I'm glad the sister put it out there. I've already told you in shows past that melanin is the most important factor or as it pertains to gold and silver. None of that stuff matters. They want melanin because melanin can penetrate the atmosphere, and they know that. It dissipates heat, which is why we can stand heat, which is why we don't need a tan. Wow, that's deep. Why won't y'all wake the hell up and realize what is going on with your people? Go read Deuteronomy 28 and 68. We are the people of the Most High, and they don't want us to ever wake up and realize how powerful, how strong, and who we are. And when Christ returns, we will be changed and be in his image, meaning immortal. So the little movies you go to, Superman, Batman, all that stuff, no, it's not them. It's us. They don't want you to know that. It's us. That stuff inside of you is super.
for Rim. Came through the water. So you niggas that's sitting up here too much, you don't need to be baptized. No, you're going to go through the water, and you need to. Everything we do is to replicate what transpired and to show honor to that and to bring us back into the blessings and get us out of the curses of Deuteronomy 28. We do it all. Somebody about to cower down because you think you bigger than somebody else? You out your mind. Our people need to be baptized, take communion, keep all the ordinances, and keep the commandments. All right, I played some good clips for you to let you know what's happening around our world. Let's see what else is going on out there. Take care of yourself. Hit me on the email if you want to know how to detox every day. Because they have gotten so defiant that now we have black chemtrails and not white chemtrails. They are poisoning you on a daily basis. I say every Shabbat that this thing is going to hit like a woman in travail. You won't see it coming, but it will hit.
Children, they went into the black homes now, the powers that be, and told us that you cannot discipline. Our action plan is to reclaim the minds of our children. They went into the black homes now, the powers that be, and told us that you cannot discipline your children anymore. And if you discipline your children, you will go into jail. It's this kind of thing they told us. Then they went into the public schools and took discipline out of there. So when we acted up in there, they put our boys, our black men, into something called special ed classes. And as you know, those special ed classes are nothing but holding cells until they can go to the state prison. But this is what they did. And then, the one thing that they knew, that if we can put them in prison, if we can have them convicted for a felony, then once they get out of prison, they cannot get a job because of that. They cannot get the job. And then if they happen to eke out and find a job, then they have to pay taxes on a job, yet they cannot vote. And I call that taxation without representation. That's what we're looking at. And if one of the things that we would learn to do, they did a grand thing when they took that discipline away from us, because when they made our parents afraid to discipline the children, then what happened? We found out that the teachers were afraid of the principals were scared of the superintendent was scared of the school board was scared of the parents were scared of the children, and the children ain't scared of nobody.
There you go. And that's how it's going to go down. Because it's a bunch of people speaking on the truth of what's happened to our people. We are the people of the book. Ain't no Bible. Ain't no religious de facto. What it is the compilation of a bunch of scrolls of the sojourn of a bunch of people. And they've been made to tell you that that's not what it is. No, it is your history book. That's what it is. Recognize. Wake the hell up. Stop being a part of the poison that's killing our people, which is, oh, Christianity and love Jesus, love everybody. No, screw that. It will kill you in a minute. The sister just told you that your body, 28 million, what makes you think they won't kill you and not get rich? Are you freaking serious? Did you hear that? Melanin is worth more than gold and silver. Melanin is you, your black ass. Every time you walk out the door, you should be like, uh-oh. Recognize. Listen, I'm B the Preacher. This is Straight No Chaser. And the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey, not a destination. Go to my Facebook page and check it out. It's all good. Wake the hell up, people. Wake the hell up.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, Lord. Say, Lord, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan, or the preacher.
I'm gonna preach your kingdom down.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we wear our hair long.